Greetings, you're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035, phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. C like in Charles, E like in Erna, P like in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, and S as in Sam. The reason I bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept. If listeners have not seen the movie Matrix, Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or a womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, the something that is inside the matrix. The listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, intolerance, and climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth in an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him, summarized. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men, God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up of his holy habitation." Today I'm going to continue with the chilling significance of Pope John Paul's October 22, 1996 address. And this is about the One World Church by Wilson Uwin. This is a continuation of the One World Church by Wilson Uwin. The final drama. All remaining players involved in the strategy of the global political religious complex have now appeared on stage. In October 1996, the issue of the Catholic Family News contained the heading "One World Church Expected Next Year." In the detailed account that follows, the first paragraph is most revealing. It reads, "One of the long-standing goals of the Masonic New World Order seems finally within grasp. It's One World Church in the making for over 150 years is about to become institutionalized as the United Religions Organization. The UR collaborating on the details, Bishop William Swing of the Episcopal Diocese of California, the Communist Gorbachev Foundation USA, and certain leaders of the Catholic Church working through the interreligious organization known as the World Conference on Religion and Peace." I don't know if you got the fact that this is a Masonic goal that came up in this paragraph. "Observers around the world have been monitoring the progress of this global system. The writer's books on the topic was recently published and entitled Under the New World Order, Evangelicals, Catholics, and Israel, Briefing Today's Generation. The work contains 122 pages, of which 48 are photos as documentation. Relating to the lateness of the hour, the above book addresses the call efforts of mankind for peace. Instead of One World Church is eminent and offers peace to a waiting and eager world. Tragically, however, the ecumenical product is merely a modern Trojan horse, a mirage that will dissipate as quickly as it will have appeared. Following the actual formation of that global body, the atheist and socialistic or communistic nations of the world will turn in merciless fury upon the religious companion. They will destroy the broad spectrum and assortment of religions precisely as the voice from heaven spoke to the Apostle John 19 centuries ago. He heard these words, "Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her." Revelation 18, verse 8. And countless religious and secular authors agree. Separation from ecumenism. God is merciful and presently is calling to those involved in the Vatican's exercise of ecumenism. For this, another voice from heaven spoke to the Apostle John, who received the following message. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Revelation 18, verse 4 through 5. Over the past decades of neutrality and ecumenical activity, very few have obeyed that gracious warning to escape, addressing his little flock, and the few that find the gate and the way which lead to eternal life, the Savior speaks, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Matthew 7, verse 15. For those who do watch, discern, remain separate, and wait for the true peace that can only come from God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle John wrote the following, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Revelation 21, verse 1 and 5 through 7. I have a little time left, and I'm going to reread my most important verse here. Over the past decades of neutrality and ecumenical activity, very few have obeyed that gracious warning to escape, addressing his little flock, and the few that find the gate and the way which leads to eternal life. The Savior speaks, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Matthew 7, verse 15. For those who do watch, discern, remain separate, and wait for the true peace that can only come from God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle John wrote the following, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth for the first time, and the first earth were passed away, there was no more sea. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Revelation 21, 1, 5 through 7. This will conclude the reading of the booklet by Wilson Owen. And the transcripts will be published on our website dedicated to this program, cephis-radio.com. You can subscribe to our monthly newsletter to go to go-cephis.com. We hope you enjoyed the program, and thanks for listening. God be with you. Shalom. Rita Williams of CephisMinistry.com.